News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Patigrat Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Former Chief Justice of India Ranjan Gogoi, who headed benches that pronounced several key judgments, including in the sensitive Ayodhya land dispute case, was on Monday nominated to the Rajya Sabha by the President. Gogoi also led the benches that ruled on matters like the Rafale fighter jet deal and entry of women in Sabarimala temple. A notification announcing his nomination to the upper house was issued by the Ministry of Home Affairs on Monday night. In exercise of the powers conferred by sub-clause A of Clause 1 of Article 80 of the Constitution of India, read with Clause 3 of that article, the President is pleased to nominate Sri Ranjan Gogoi to the Council of States to fill the vacancy caused due to the retirement of one of the nominated members, the notification said. The vacancy was created due to retirement of KTS Tulsi. Criticizing the move, AIMIM leader Asaduddin Owaisi questioned repercussions of the move on the independence of the judiciary. Former Karnataka CM and Congress leader Siddaramaiah said, "What is the message that the President is trying to convey to the people of India and future CJIs?" Gogoi, 65, retired as the CJI in November last year after a tenure of a little over 13 months. He will be the first former Chief Justice of India to be nominated to the Rajya Sabha. Former Chief Justice Ranganath Mishra was also a Rajya Sabha member, but he was elected on a Congress party ticket. Gogoi will be remembered for the verdict in the Ram Janmabhoomi Babri Masjid case that gave Hindus the 2.77-acre disputed land for construction of the Ram Temple and directed that Muslims be given a 5-acre land at a prominent location to build a mosque in the city. His tenure as judge and as CJI was also marked by some controversies, as he had faced allegations of sexual harassment, of which he was cleared. He was among the four senior-most judges who held an unprecedented presser in January 2018, questioning the then CJI's way of functioning. Later, at a public function, Gogoi had remarked that independent judges and noisy journalists are a democracy's first line of defense. A bench headed by him gave clean chit to the Modi government twice, first on the writ petition and then on the pleas seeking review of the December 14, 2018 verdict in the Rafale fighter jet deal with French firm Dassault Aviation. The bench had warned Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for wrongly attributing certain remarks to the apex court in the Rafale case and asked him to be more careful in the future. Besides, Gogoi headed a bench which in a landmark verdict held that the office of the CJI is a public authority under the Right to Information Act, but judicial independence has to be kept in mind while disclosing information in public interest. A 5-judge constitution bench headed by Gogoi struck down in entirety the rules formulated by the Centre on appointment and service conditions for members of various tribunals and referred to a larger bench the issue of examining the validity of the passage of the Finance Act 2017 as money bill. He also led a bench which monitored the National Register of Citizens. A lot of controversies plagued the NRC, but Gogoi stood his ground and later came out in public defending the decision to hold the exercise to identify illegal immigrants. As the CJI, he took tough decisions against erring judges and recommended their transfers, and a woman High Court judge was virtually forced to resign. He also headed a bench which dealt with contempt proceedings against former Apex Court judge Markandeya Karju for his remarks against the judiciary in his blog. Citing coronavirus concerns, the 15-month-old Kamal Nath government in Madhya Pradesh, teetering on the brink of collapse, got a reprieve from the Assembly Speaker, who did not take up the flow test on Monday as directed by the Governor and adjourned the State Assembly till March 26. As Governor Lalji Tandon asked Chief Minister Kamal Nath to test his majority on Tuesday in a fresh directive, following the resignation of 22 Congress MLAs, the CM paid a visit to the Raj Bhavan in the evening. Confident of majority, Nath told reporters that if the BJP suspected the government to be in minority, it should bring in a no-confidence motion. I met the governor. We discussed current political issues. I thanked him for his address in the assembly today. I said we are ready for things within the constitution, but we can't go outside its purview, he said. If someone says that we, that is the Congress, don't have the numbers, they can bring a no-confidence motion. Why should I give a floor test? What problem do the 16 MLAs have? Nath added. Earlier, the governor had warned the CM that if the state government fails to prove its majority in the floor test on March 17, it would be deemed that your government is not in majority. The tussle for power in the central state also moved to the Supreme Court, with the MIFT senior BJP leader Shivraj Singh Chauhan seeking its intervention. Chauhan, a former chief minister, sought a court direction to the state government to face a floor test shortly after Speaker N.P. Prajapati announced the adjournment of the budget session, which commenced on Monday. The apex court agreed to hear Chauhan's plea on Tuesday in a throwback to its intervention during political crisis in states including in Karnataka and Maharashtra in the last couple of years, when it favored floor tests without any delay. U.S. researchers gave the first shot to the first person in a test of an experimental coronavirus vaccine on Monday, leading off a worldwide hunt for protection even as the pandemic surges. With a careful jab and a healthy volunteer's arm, scientists at the Kaiser Permanente Washington Research Institute in Seattle begin an anxiously awaited first-aid study of a potential COVID-19 vaccine developed in record time after the new virus exploded from China and fanned across the globe. We are Team Coronavirus now, Kaiser Permanente study leader Dr. Lisa Jackson said on the eve of the experiment. Everyone wants to do what they can in this emergency, the Associated Press observed as the study's first participant, an operations manager at a small tech company, received the injection inside an exam room. Three others were next in line for a test that will ultimately give 45 volunteers two doses a month apart. We all feel so helpless. This is an amazing opportunity for me to do something, Jennifer Holler, 43, of Seattle, said as she awaited the shot. She's the mother of two teenagers, and they think it's cool that she's taking part in the study. After the injection, she left the exam room with a big smile. I'm feeling great. Monday's milestone marked just the beginning of a series of studies in people needed to prove whether the shots are safe and could work. Even if the research goes well, a vaccine wouldn't be available for widespread use for 12 to 18 months, said Dr. Anthony Fauci of the U.S. National Institutes of Health. Still, finding a vaccine is an urgent public health priority, Fauci said in a statement on Monday. The new study, launched in record speed, is an important first step towards achieving that goal. The vaccine candidate, codenamed mRNA-1273, was developed by the NIH and Massachusetts-based biotechnology company Moderna Incorporated. There's no chance participants could get infected from the shots because they don't contain the coronavirus itself. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.